by a kettle.
Okay.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Made out of, what would it be made of?
Iron, if it were big and black.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then a container that you might plant a flower in the house would be called a...
A pot.
And a container that you might cut flowers and put into.
A vase.
Them in. Oh, well, yes, that's right, anyway. What are the eating utensils that you might set at a plate?
A knife and a fork, a spoon, salad fork, iced teaspoon.
Okay, and if you had two of that first one, you would say you had two?
Forks.
The thing you cut with?
Knives.
Mm-hmm. If the dishes are dirty, you would say I have to...
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, then she, to get the soap off, she...
Rinses.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the cloth or rag that you wash dishes with?
A dishcloth.
All right, and how about the thing you dry them with?
Cup towel.
Mm-hmm. And how about the small square of terry cloth that you bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
And after bathing, you dry yourself off with?
A towel.
All right. What do you turn on at the kitchen sink?
The faucet.
Suppose it's outside on the side of the house.
Faucet.
And if it's on a, maybe a large container, portable container for water?
Spigot? No. You can put a portable container, like a thermos?
A big thing.
All right, so we
might like what would you call the container that beer comes in?
A keg, a spout. Mm-hmm. Is that what you want?
All right, that's what you'd say?
Mm-hmm.
If it were on a keg?
Uh-huh, right.
Okay, would you use spigot for anything?
Sometimes the actual pipe or the spigot, yeah, one says that for the mm-hmm. piping itself. Or turns on the faucet.
You wouldn't call any of them a hydrant, though.
Oh, would I? Only for fire hydrant.
Okay. It was so cold last night that the water pipe froze and did what?
It burst.
And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
Burst.
Okay. And then a wooden thing that's a little larger than a keg, or a lot larger than a keg, that flour might have come in years ago? Staves, you know, great big wooden thing. Or crackers.
Barrel.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what molasses used to come in when it was bought in large quantities?
A barrel?
Or lard?
Lard, barrel, pork barrel.
Did you ever hear the term stand of molasses?
Oh.
Okay. What would you call something that you use to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle?
A funnel.
Mm-hmm. And to urge horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
A whip.
Yes. And if you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put it in a...
In a bag.
Made of. They don't do it anymore. They used to put it in a bag made of...
A paper bag now.
Yeah, okay, that's what I wanted. No, they have those plastic bags now. You can't even get a paper bag in the grocery store anymore. A little one. How about a fairly large quantity of sugar? What would that have been packaged in? Not barrel type, but just...
Paper.
Well, it wasn't... Not paper, though. The same sort of thing, but not made out of paper.
Aluminum foil? I don't know.
Or 50 pounds of flour might have been in a big...
That would be in linen or something, wouldn't it?
A linen what?
A linen sack.
Okay, now what's the difference between a bag and a sack?
Good question. Maybe a bag isn't closed at the top.
All right. That'll do. Did you ever have a poke?
A pig and a poke. What's a poke? I don't know what a poke is. What's a poke?
I think it's a paper bag, but I don't know because I never heard it. Okay, how about a bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
A gunny sack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any other terms for that?
Burlap. Burlap. Burlap sack. Burlap bag. Burlap sack.
Okay. Did you ever hear toe sack?
Yeah, but I wouldn't know what it meant.
Okay. Did you ever hear croaker sack?
No.
Okay.